Swamiji, could we continue with the discussion on avidya and bringing in especially mula avidya and making clear the argument of absence of knowledge? We kind of left off there yesterday. And whatever else we're supposed to know.
There are a number of issues people get stuck with this avidya. We want to know what is vastu, what is reality. Then they get stuck with avidya. We are not inquiring into avidya. We are inquiring what is reality. That kind of inquiry is a necessity because there is avidya. Otherwise, there is no discussion. In the vision of the Shastra, you are Brahman. It doesn't say you are avidya, or Brahman is covered by avidya. It doesn't say. You are Brahman. And so, if that is not known, then what denies that knowledge? In any object knowledge also, what denies is ajnana, is ignorance. And here also, what denies is ajnana. The problem rises only because the self is self-evident, cannot be covered by ajnana. And therefore there is no ajnana. There is only mistake. There is no ajnana because self is not covered by anything, cannot be covered. It's consciousness, it cannot be covered. No time it can be covered. So this avaranam doesn't exist. What we say avidya is only mistake. This is an argument. There is no mula avidya. So everything is adhyasa. Atasmin tad buddhi. You see something that is not there. That is to be corrected. No, that is to be corrected means how many times you will correct. It doesn't go. Therefore, we can now argue for this a number of arguments. And yesterday I gave one argument. If there is no cause for a mistake, the mistake is akasmat, without a reason. So without a reason, mistake will keep coming all the time because there is no reason necessary. There is no cause. So when there is a mistake without a cause, mistake will happen. Even if you correct it again, it will happen. Because there is no cause. If you say, vastu ajnanat anyata grahanam vastunaha, because of one's ignorance of the vastu in its swarupa, there is mistake. Anitagrahanam. Agrahanam is the cause for anyatagrahanam. So vastu agrahanam is the cause for anyatagrahanam. Agrahanam is not recognition. Non-recognition. So not recognizing the vastu, Atma is Brahman, that is the vastu. Then causes, because I am already, I exist, self-evident, I have to be taken for something. And I have certain individuality. Therefore, I will be taken for the body, mind, sense complex. There is no question of avoiding that. Because one is born along with that. And therefore, one commits this mistake. So, vastu agrahanam is the cause for anyata agrahanam. Then, agrahana we require. This agrahanam has to go. Agrahanam is ajnanam avidya. Then agrahanam goes. Vastu agrahanam goes. The anyata agrahanam also should go. It goes. Anyata grahanam means mistake. So other than what is you take, that is grahanam means perception. Anyata grahanam means other than what it is. The perception of the vastu other than what it is. Other than what it is limitless. And if it is other than what it is, means limited. There is something not more limited. Sometimes mistake becomes a blessing in disguise. But here it cannot be a blessing. Anyata grahanam means it is gone. You are committing a mistake against the limitless. Therefore, limitless. The only option is there. Limitless. Therefore, anyata grahanam will always be I am a limited being, then starts search, seeking. So, this vastu agrahanam is called ajnanam avidya. Therefore, the body, mind, sense complex doesn't deny the non-dual nature of the Atma. Therefore, even suppose this ahankara continues, that is an enlightened ahankara, badita ahankara. And therefore, there is no issue. But if you say there is no jnanam, anyata grahanam, there is no badita anuvritti. So after knowing, you continue to live as a jivan mukta. That is not possible. Because again anyata grahanam is there. There is again anyata grahanam. So you have to live your life. Where is badita anuvritti? Ajnanam is gone. Then badita anuvritti. Because mistake continues. If I am the body, mind, sense complex is the mistake. That I am the body, mind, sense complex continues. Then if he says it doesn't continue, then something else is gone. This continues anyway. Something else is gone to make me enlightened. What is gone? I continue to be an entity. An individual entity. And therefore, there should be knowledge. And that knowledge must take place. And something has happened for this person to say that I come to know what I am. So if he says I am, what I know, but this thing has not gone. Because in a mistake, suppose there is a mistake without a cause, and you correct the mistake, and it should not continue, and it continues. So you can only say, it is bhaditanuvritti. So after the negation, it continues due to prarabdha and all that. Yeah, but then due to prarabdha, it continues, I have no problem with that. But you seem to have some knowledge. What is that knowledge? In spite of this continuing, what is that knowledge? That knowledge is ajnana virodhi jnana. So that knowledge is only just what is vastu, the satya vastu, that is negated already. That knowledge negated the ajnana. This continues. Then only ahankara is the bhajitana vritti, you can say. Therefore, you have to accept jnana nivrityam ajnanam. Ajnanam is jnanena. So, ajnanasya jnanena nivrittihi. Ajnana is gone because of knowledge. Then there is no issue. Body, mind, sense, complex continues. And Advaitam will allow subject-object relationship. And therefore, then prarabdha, everything you can bring. You can enjoy the blue sky at the same time, say it is not there. That is kala jnana. When you say it is not there, the sun does not rise. And seeing the sunrise, that is called ajnana nivritti. Perception is there and it is explainable. Body, mind, sense complex is there, it is explainable. Why it is there, it's all explainable. And another thing, if there is a mistake on the part of the person that I am karta, I am bhokta, I am a doer, I am an enjoyer, experience. In other words, I am the subject, I am the object, you know. So I can become an object also. I am the subject. Therefore, I am guilty of omission and commission. I am object to others, therefore I get hurt. Others' omissions and commissions, my hurt. My omissions and commissions, my guilt. Understand? Guilt and hurt. And so, this is the mistake. If this is reality, there is no solution. If this is a reality, there is no solution. If this is not a reality, then there is no problem. I have to see that there is no problem. Till then there is a problem. And so, we say, there is ajnanam. Someone else says, there is no ajnanam. When we say ajnanam, it is only anyatagrahanam. Whenever Shankara says avidya, it is anyatagrahanam. Taking Atma to be other than what it is. Mistake doesn't require a cause. So, if it doesn't require a cause, you will be committing mistake all the time. Mistake of what? We ask this question. Mistake of what? Of the vastu. What is that vastu? That is what you have to correct. What is that vastu? I don't know. That is to be corrected. That is not correction. That is spiriting away. By jnanena, it has to disappear. Not correction. We are not correcting the mistake. We are knocking our jnanam, which is the cause for the mistake. This is what they call avarana vikshepa. Avarana vikshepa is very well understood. When you look at everything, every mistake has got avarana and vikshepa. You don't see the object and then there is a projection. In your dream you do the same thing. Avarana vikshepa. This fellow dreams after having a six-course dinner, goes to sleep, dreams. So in the dream, he went on hiking and fell down, broke his legs, nobody is there, he is starving one day, second day, third day. 3 days he has been starving and no help and no one is there. And the fourth day, the vultures are all hanging, hovering. And fourth day somebody comes like him, a hiker. And happened to see him and then he saved, he woke up. Look, the extra food in the stomach still not digested is the cause for the dream itself. He couldn't sleep because of overeating. And that fellow is feeling starving. What does it mean? Agra avaranam. The fullness of the stomach is avriyate. He is denied. Knowledge is denied. The physical reality, the vyavaharika satta, is denied completely avrita. Then that shakti, this is the original shakti of the Lord, Ishvara, Brahma shakti. It has got also projecting power and projects. That is called avarana vikshepa. Projects. This dream world, mountains hiking, falling, breaking, starving, everything real. For that dream to be real, you have to cover. That avarana. Hi. So this, that, you require that avarana. The denial must be there. And so, avarana and vikshepa. If you take the unconscious, a child undergoes pain. It cannot handle pain. And so it will have crib death if it is in panic. And so that is the principle of all this unconscious. So the pain is there. The causes of pain, whatever is the pain, is all there. And it has got to be processed. But then the child doesn't have all that capacity. Therefore it is postponed. And the child is saved. Sheer grace. Child is saved. By covering it. It's just amazing. If you look at the child, and then suppose child cries, the mother says, "Didn't I tell you? You should not cry. You are not supposed to cry. It's a taboo. We call home rule." and the poor child stops and then smiles. Mother thinks she has made it. She knows how to bring up the child. And that smile and all that is to win the mother. And then the whole thing is forgotten. Avruta. After marriage it will come out. Because it should feel safe. The ego should feel safe, then it will come out. You need not worry. So it will come out. Because safety is required. Whenever the ego feels safe, then it will come out. What I say, that it is also avarana. Then vikshepa. I go to somebody's house for lunch. They call me and I go. Their house, they have got a lot of things in the living room. And what they do? So they put them all in one corner. And they put a sheet over there. And keep some flower with them. This is called avarana vikshepa. The child does it all the time. That's Bhagavan's gift. Bhagavan's grace it is, such to save the child. So it's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a blessing to save the child. So this avarana vikshepa is a reality. Therefore, what we call avidya has got this agrahana and anyata agrahana. Friend, both constitute avidya. Both constitute shaktidvayam hi mayayaha. And then they say avarana vikshepatmika. The shaktidvayam mayayaha, this shaktidvayam asti. One is avarana vikshepatmakam. Shaktidvayam avarana shaktihi vikshepa shaktihi. Projection and avarana shakti is there, maya. Brahman is, maya is. Maya is mithya in reality. That is not understood also. These people don't understand the meaning of mithya. Mithya means they think it is false. False is not mithya. False is mithya, true. False alone is not mithya. The table also is mithya. This table is mithya. What else is that? False also mithya because sad asat bhyam anirvachaniyam. Asat chetna pratiyate. Sat chetna badhyate. Na pratiyate na badhyate. Suppose you see a rope snake. The snake is totally non-existent. It won't be seen by you. If it is existent, 100 times you see with light and it won't go. Goes away. The snake goes away. And therefore it is false. But the table will not go. This table will not go. You can't say table is satya. You can't say table is non-existent or false. False also is mithya because it fulfills the definition. This also is mithya. Sachetna na badhyate. Asachetna pratiyate. Continues here also. Mithya definition. If it is real, then so you cannot dismiss it saying it is good. And if it is unreal, there won't be any such recognition. It is a table. Any number of times you see it is table. So satya satbhyam anirvachaniyam, that is the mithya. Anirvachaniya is the best definition of mithya. Satya satbhyam. Neither real nor unreal or false. This is mithya. This mithya they don't accept. There will be no vyavaharikam, no Ishvara. No Ishvara. Vyavaharikam is not there. Everything is mithya, false means vyavaharikam is not there. Means empirical reality is not there. Even transaction is not possible. When teaching is not possible, there is no teacher, there is no teaching, there is no pramana, there is no issue. Vyavaharikam must be there. Vyavaharikam means empirically what is true. Knowledge, etc., everything is vyavaharikam. Bandha, moksha, everything is vyavaharikam. Dharma, artha, kama, all purushartas are vyavaharikam. This is Ishvara. And therefore, the Maya must have the power to endow Brahman with all knowledge. And then that Maya Shakti is capable of projecting the undifferentiated into differentiated forms of knowledge. Then Avaranam is there. It has got Maya, has got both two types of power. One is this projecting power, the other is covering power. Covering power works at the individual jiva level, in the srishta level. So naturally covering a power of Maya alone. Mayaya avrita. Ajnanena avritam jnanam tena mukhyanti jantavaha. Ajnanena avritam jnana. Same word is used. By ajnana, this self-knowledge is covered. Nothing else can cover it. Your not knowing is enough. What cover do you require? Not knowing. Nothing can cover a contentment. That fellow knows I am so and so. He's not covered. Still the fellow is missing himself. I am the tenth man, I don't know that particular Vishesha Jnana. I am Devadatta, the fellow knows. But I am the tenth man, doesn't know. That is called Vishesha Jnana. And that solves the problem. Otherwise he becomes a seeker and sad. And then that's all what is required. So, You need ajnanam and you have it. So that is also, that avarana also is the Ishvara Shakti alone. The jiva is there, anadi jiva. So and therefore he is born because of his avarana. The birth itself is due to not knowing. And the birth will continue as long as he doesn't know. The jiva doesn't know, and the birth again and again cycle continues. That is avarana. Vikshepa is I am karta, I am bhokta, everything, and Ishvara Srishti is there, that's all. Ishvara Vikshepa Shakti and your Vikshepa Shakti also. You can also, yeah, same power. So, this is Ishvara. It's a part of the manifest Ishvara Shakti. If Ishvara Shakti, where will it go in your, individual level also the Shakti is there. Therefore we can commit mistake. Avarana is there, you don't see what is, and you can commit a mistake. Because Ajnana is there, Avarana is there means Ajnana is there. And therefore mistake one will commit. Power is there. If the power is not there, you can't commit mistake. Vikshepa Shakti is not there, you can't commit mistake. You don't know. That's all. It's like a table doesn't know anything. You can't commit any mistake. Only if you are capable of knowing and you don't know, and you have the power of committing mistake also, and you have the power of correcting also because you have got the faculty to know, and therefore it's all proper. Avarana Vikshepa Shakti is there.
But if the Mula Vidya isn't accepted, Swamiji, then what is the what is knowledge, what's moksha according to that school?
For them understanding the jasa. It's a continuous problem. There is no moksha for them. It's all there.
Is that right, Swamiji? There's no moksha?
Is no, it, moksha, they
what
will...
What would they say it is?
They will say there is moksha, but how can it be?
What would it be?
Yeah. It's not possible. Everybody talks of moksha. Even born again tells about moksha. Salvation. Yeah.
The absence of knowledge, Swamiji. What do they mean by that? There's absence of knowledge.
Because they have to remove ajnanam as avaranam. Only vikshepa they accept. So if you have to remove avaranam, the avarana is the cause for vikshepa.
They don't have the avaranam.
Eh?
They don't have that.
So only vikshepa. Therefore knowledge cannot be taken as Virodhi, as opposed to ignorance. For them, ignorance is vikshepa. And therefore, it is absence of knowledge that causes this problem.
Is there...
The vikshepa, that is, I am a karta bhokta, let us take. The I am a karta bhokta, atmani, this adhyasa, doesn't require any cause. It's all akasmat. Therefore, there is no knowledge. This is called absence of knowledge. There is no knowledge. That is called ajnana. Abhave nanj. Not virodev nanj. There is no knowledge. Therefore, you commit mistake. The word mistake is to be corrected. Vedanta corrects the mistake.
But the mistake continues, so you have to continue to bring in the vritti. Is that the idea, Swamiji? The mistake continues because it's not caused by anything. And so the vritti, the jnana vritti, has to continually be generated.
Yeah.
To match the mistake.
Yeah, because bodhidharma vritti is not possible.
Is the Swatta Siddha for the Atma there? The self-evident nature of the Atma? What about that?
That's no problem. That's why they say Jnana is not there. The only mistake is there. Then there's only Adhyasa. It's all a problem. See, when somebody produces a wrong prakriya, then the issues will be, problems will be too many. Ramifications are too many. even discussion is impossible.
Nothing works.
Yeah, yeah. Ishvara is not there, Pramana won't be there. Even though they say, but it is not. It's all lip service to Ishvara. Some upstart. Another one thing they ask. Where this avidya is located? This ajnana, where it is located? It's a big discussion. Where it is located? It cannot be located in the jiva. It cannot be located in the atma. Some kind of an argument. It cannot be located in the jiva because already jiva is due to avidya. And therefore, jiva cannot be the locus of avidya. Avidya is the mother of jiva. And therefore, the avidya being located in the jiva is not tenable. Then avidya should be located in atma. In atma alone. Because that is not possible, therefore avyatma. So avyatmani avidyasti. Then you are accepting another thing about atma. Atma you say asanga. It cannot have avidya. Atma is untouched by anything. It cannot have avidya because there is only non-dual atma. There is no parallel reality called avidya. Having its location in atma. And therefore, where is the location of avidya? To whom does it belong? Shankara answers, whoever is asking the question, to him it belongs. He answers like that. Yeah, prishtu who? Ajnana.
That would answer it. Because you have the actor plays the role of the beggar. So the atma plays the role of the knower, and he plays the role of the ignorant one. And then for so long as it is as though, there is no problem.
What is that?
She's saying that couldn't the atma be as though the ignorant one? Because the atma...
Yeah, we will come to it now. Yeah, that's how it is. You know, first he answers, Vrittuhu, it is for the one who is asking the question. That's how he answers first. Then he explains. Because the whole problem is the mistake. The problem is the mistake. There is no problem, the problem is the mistake. And the mistake is due to ajnana. And therefore, whoever asks the question has got this problem. Ajnana. That's why he said like that. In fact, there is no jiva and another atma. Question itself is wrong. He supposes that there is atma and there is jiva. So, there is only one fellow called jiva. We have to find out the reality of this fellow. This jiva is atma. Jiva himself is located in the atma. And if the jiva has got avidya mata, mother, then that also is located in the atma. Therefore, everything is located in the Atman. Avidya is located in the Atman. The Jiva is located in the Atma. Jiva's experiences are located in the Atma. The entire Jagat is located in the Atma. There is nothing which independently exists because everything being Mithya. Atma Satya. Why people get lost in Avidya? We are trying to prove everything is Satyam Brahma. And this fellow wants to know what is Avidya. What is Avidya means? Avidya itself is to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Because you think there is a problem, therefore I have to say Avidya. Then afterwards, how Avidya comes? Avidya never came. Avidya never came to go. You are Brahma. Now if I am Brahman, how did I become Jiva? Yeah, you did not become Jiva, that is why I say you are Brahman. If you have become Jiva, then I have to say you have to ascend now. You have descended, now you have to ascend. Then you will descend again. We say you are Brahman. We don't say you will become Brahman. There is no avidya, nothing. You know that I know that I am Brahman. Then how did I become Jiva? Hey, you didn't become Jiva. Then I don't. Why I don't know Brahman? You just now you said you know Brahman. Confusion. And so, avidya solves the problem. One more mistake. When did this avidya start? Another one question. We have to say anadi. It is no beginning. It goes. Beginningless, if you say it's an endless, it goes. That is a mithya. That is why it has got mithya reality. Therefore, avidya is mithya. Avidya is mithya. They think avidya is the mistake is called avidya, and that is mithya, false. This is the thesis. But mithya is a word for empirical reality also. The table is mithya. Otherwise you cannot prove the existence of table. You need a word. The word is mithya. If that is understood, there should be no problem. Avidya also is mithya. Called kalpita vidya. Kalpita means mithya. Table is kalpita. Mithya. You can look at it as wood, you can look at it as table. When you want to touch wood, it's wood. Then you want to use the table, table. So you shift inside the vision. Touch you. So, this, in the tradition, there is this usage, avidya, as the karanam for jagat. So, the Brahma Jagat Adhishthanam and the Jagat Karanam also, Jagat Karanam, the Namarupa Karanam, the cause for the names and forms, is Parinami Upadana Karanam is Avidya, they use the word. That which undergoes change and all that. That is a paryaya, it's a synonym of maya at that place. Therefore, sometimes avidya is used for ajnanam, sometimes it is used for the upadhi, maya upadhi, ishara upadhi. That can cause confusion. And that is called loss of confusion. I don't use. I use only maya. Avidya means I only individual. I don't use that. Wherever there is a possibility of confusion, I don't use that. So this little carefulness is required. Because the individual avidya, individually each one has to remove. Each one has to subject himself, herself to the teacher. The person has to subject. One has to subject oneself to the teacher. Remove ignorance. The other fellow's ignorance won't go. Because vastu doesn't have an ignorance. It's a mithya. Therefore, the jiva, who has the faculty to know, he is the one who has to remove that. I am karta bhokta, that has to go. And therefore, faculty, the buddhi faculty has to get to vritti jnana. So, vritti jnanam ajnana nivartakam. Vritti knowledge, what takes place in the buddhi knowledge, that will knock off ajnana. And that has to take place in everybody's head. This is another problem. One fellow knows and everybody knows. Aurobindo says that. That means vastu has got ignorance. According to him, vastu has ignorance. Old boy. So when the vastu is one and the same, reality is one and the same. Therefore, one fellow is able to remove the ignorance of vastu. Everybody else is liberated. Aurobindo said this. And he was working for the liberation. And then he died. Still the ashram is there, people are there, devotees are there. They nursed the same idea. And then mother of Aurobindo, one mother was there. One French woman. And she did the same thing. She also said, and people will get liberated. She died away. And the devotee is still.
Swamiji, why is the vritti, I am not the whole, why is that vritti so strong?
Why is the vritti, I am not the whole, that conviction that I am not the whole, so strong?
That's how we have been growing.
But if the truth is I am the whole,
any vritti has to knock off the I am the whole vritti, should knock off I am not the whole. Then this I am not the whole is gone. then that problem doesn't exist anymore. But again, I am not the whole, seems to be there. That is in the process of going. There are other reasons. There must be so many reasons. The unconscious also is one reason. Because any conscious knowledge doesn't touch the frozen child. Time frozen. Parallel reality. That remains there, Kottabhaga. I mean, it just remains unconcerned about it. In fact, it interferes to prove that you are wrong. Because it wants to solve the problem. In some cases, cognitively one is not affected. In some cases, so cognitively in other areas they will be okay. But with reference to solving the problem, the child will not allow. I mean, use the model, child model. The unconscious won't allow. Because that is also intelligent. If the problem is solved, then that child's problem will remain always. Who will solve? It has to be processed. So it will deny. It will find maze to deny that. It will set up questions.
Then but Swamiji, that is solvable, isn't it? In the end, that problem is solvable. Is it not? The problem of the frozen child?
That is why I say, repeat it. So it is solvable. It's not that. I don't say it won't. If it is to be processed, it has to be processed. Till then, it will hold the fort. Don't give up. That is why we have got Nididhyasana. Percolate, this knowledge should percolate to the child also to feel safe.
Also the inner dialogue that Swamiji's led in the guided meditation.
Yeah.
Where the child is directly addressed.
See, it's there is no root. A particular root is you are yourself. But anything that is required will take place. So even the unconscious doesn't want to stay. It also wants to go. Doesn't want to stay because it's pain. Doesn't want to stay, it also wants to go. So it will go. It will find ways to go. In fact, it will drive you to make you convince yourself. It will drive you. Okay. 9 o'clock.
Thank you so much.